Welcome to season 29 of the Follow My Lead podcast, where each week I share ideas and best practices to help you on your leadership journey. My name is John Eads. Here we go. Welcome back. Another week to learn and grow and develop and get better. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing this week. I'm going to be sharing with you a keynote that I did called the Excellence Loop. And I want you to choose excellence. And that's not the only reason why I'm sharing it. I always love hearing keynotes for two big reasons. One, to look for strategies and tactics to help me improve personally. And then second, to help learn strategies to help me be a better communicator. So I thought it would be valuable to cover both of those things today. One, help you develop. And two, hopefully you learn some things about communication that might make you a better communicator. Or you might learn some things that you don't want to do from your boy, John. So I thought it'd be valuable to share this with you. I do want to say a special thank you to Greg Aiden for inviting me to the Leadership Development Day. He's got a fantastic podcast of his own, as well as the team at 408 Productions, who did a phenomenal job with all the audio and the video from the live Leadership Development Day. They, because of their work, I'm able to bring you this episode and this keynote. So huge thanks to those guys and those companies, incredible people. And I hope you learned some things from this. Before we get there today, the next Coaching for Excellence workshop is coming up. If you're ready to develop your coaching skills, join me at learnloft.com. Don't wait and sign up today. Learnloft.com, Coaching for Excellence. I can't wait to see you there. Only a few spots remain now. Let's get into excellence and the excellence loop. If you enjoy this keynote, if it adds value to your journey, I just ask for you to do one thing. Send me a note on LinkedIn. Tell me the good, the bad, the indifferent. I'm trying to grow and get better. Find me on LinkedIn. Johnny, send me a message or send me an email, jeads@learnloft.com. The only way I get better is with the truth. And I hope this helps you on your journey. I believe in Santa Claus, the real guy, the Santa Claus. And I believe in him so much, and I'm hoping all you all do as well, because I have two kids here that believe in him in this room today. And thanks to their great behavior and fantastic decision-making, Santa visited our house in Charlotte, North Carolina this year. And he got really skinny, and he came down the chimney, and he brought all kinds of incredible presents for my two kids. But there was one present that stood out, and it was this karaoke microphone. It's a karaoke microphone. And what this microphone allows you to do is it allows you to play any song that your heart desires, and it'll play it, and you can sing it, and it is unbelievable. So I thought what I would do today is just play my favorite song first, okay? And this is Garth Brooks, and this is Standing Outside the Fire. Those hearts that have no stars to show. Then ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. But what was so great about this mic, it's just wonderful. A couple weeks later, after Santa dropped this mic off, and it just, my daughter's using it all the time. We hear people sing it. We had my brother and sister-in-law over, and they have three children. And they have a 9, a 7, and a 4-year-old. And after dinner, everybody was all excited, and this little microphone made its way to the living room, and it was on. The first person to grab the mic was my 6-year-old daughter, Lucy. And she says, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, please play my favorite song." And so she says, "Daddy, play Shut Up and Dance." Okay, here it comes. She says, "Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back." She said, "Shut up and dance with me." So here this little Lucy, she just imagined this little beautiful 6-year-old girl. She's up there in front of her family, and she's singing this song.
but she kind of whispers it. She doesn't sing it quite like she sings it in her room by herself. She's just kind of like hitting the chorus, and that's about it. Well, then my 9-year-old niece gets up, and Anna Claire is her name, and she says, Uncle John, play my favorite song. And so I did just that. I said, what do you want? And she says, play Meet Me in the Middle. Meet Me in the Middle. I can't do this one as good as the other two. But Anna Claire gets up and she's just letting this song rip. I mean, but as she's singing this song, she's looking around at all the adults. And she's thinking, what are they thinking? And she's wonderful and she's got a great voice, but I knew she had more to give. Well, then my 4-year-old niece Liza got this mic, and Liza says, Uncle John, play my favorite song. And I knew exactly what it was because I'd heard her sing it before. And I queued it up and I get it ready, and here it comes, Into the Unknown, Frozen. It was beautiful. And here this little girl is, she's letting it rip. She's even got her eyes closed. And she was singing like nothing I'd ever seen. What was amazing about little Liza, as she was hitting all these keynotes and hitting all and just eyes closed, chorus going, I was looking around the room. And every single adult in the room and child was singing with Liza. They wanted to sing the song, but Liza was the only person singing it. They cheered her on as she hit the final note, and everybody was so excited for Liza. But I never forgot that image, looking around that room and seeing everybody singing except Liza. And it taught me a really critical lesson. Everybody wants to sing their song, but most of us choose not to do it. Everybody wants to sing their song, but most of us choose not to do it. Why? Why do we choose not to sing our song? The first reason is comparison. We compare ourselves to others so much. Someone wants to write a book and they compare themselves to John Grisham. The guy's written 25, 35, 45 books, but they've never read one, so they think, I can't write like John Grisham, so I'm not going to write that book. Or they compare themselves to Garth Brooks, who's been singing forever, and they don't sing their song because they're comparing. And if you remember nothing else from today, please remember this. C.S. Lewis said, comparison is the thief of joy. The social media is a powerful thing, and I love it as much as anybody. But if it's going to stop you from singing your song, we need to make some changes. The second big reason why people don't sing their song is because they get slow results. They start something one day, and they expect the results immediately. And when they're not there, they're like, it must not be working. It must not be working. I had the quarantine 15. Anybody do that? I added 15 pounds in the quarantine. And I didn't really know it until one day I got on the scale. And I looked down at this number, and I'll never forget it. I said, oh my gosh, what did you just do, John Eads? What did you just do? And I say that because I started going to the gym in January, and it's been 5 weeks, and I've gone every week for 5 weeks, and I haven't seen incredible results, but I know it's working. Even though the results aren't there, I know it's working. The third reason people don't sing their song is because they don't get praise and recognition from others. If somebody's not telling them they're doing a great job, they think, oh, I must be doing a bad job. I should have heard it from them. I mean, they would have told me if I was that great at it. So I just won't do it. It's so true. Or we have one person in our life that told us one time that we weren't good enough, and we hold on to those words like they're the most important things we've ever heard in our life. And if that person might have just been having a bad day, And they don't even remember saying it to you. And the last reason is because we're interested and we're not committed in something. We just kind of want to get better at something, or we kind of want to sing that song, but we're not really committed to it. We're just interested in doing it. And we know that because commitment leaves clues. The clues won't be there if you're not committed. Now, it would be easy to think right now that I am just talking about singing songs on this microphone. But I am not. I am not. Whatever your song is, whether it's being a leader at your place of work, whether it's writing that book, whether it's getting in better shape, I don't know what your song is. It's not just about singing this song. It's about singing your song. And that's what's most important. So what's required for you to sing your song and for you to help others sing their song? That's the question today. And I'm going to share with you the things that I've learned from some of the best leaders on the planet, CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, national championship basketball coaches, NFL head coaches, and I've seen it over and over and over again in these people. But I haven't only seen it in these people. I've seen it in frontline managers in hospitals. I've seen it in frontline managers in hotel chains. I've seen it in moms and dads. Why is that important? That means you can do it as well. These things aren't just gifted to them like some gift from God. Everybody can do these things. And it's what I call the excellence loop. The excellence loop. And here's how this goes. The first thing is mindset. Mindset. There was an incredible study done by Fabrizio Benedetti and his colleagues in Italy. And what they decided to do is they were going to study patients that were having thoracic surgery, which is a really invasive surgery that is very painful. And when these patients came out of surgery, they were going to be given a dose of morphine for their pain. The first group was given the same amount of morphine through an IV drip. They didn't know they were getting it. The second group was given the morphine by a doctor in their hand, and they knew what they were getting. The first group that didn't know they were getting the medicine didn't say they felt that much different. The second group said they saw a 40% reduction in pain. Same amount of medicine. Why is that important? This mind we have up here is the most powerful thing that we have. And I've learned something really important in life. It's either growing or it's dying. It's either growing or dying. And that means if you're not using this thing on an ongoing basis, it's getting worse. And I'll tell you what I tell my kids every single day of their life. Change your mindset, change your life. Just write that down at home. Change your mindset. Change your life. And I love how-tos. I'm not just this theoretical guy, okay? So there's this thing that we teach, and it's what we call the Growth 20. Growth 20. And all it says is that for 20 minutes a day, can you do something that grows this mind? Instead of watching that Netflix show, can you put on a podcast? Instead of just vegging out on the couch, can you read a book? Can you give yourself 20 minutes a day to grow this thing upstairs? And I promise it will have exponential improvement in your life. So the first part of the excellence loop is your mindset. And when your mindset's right, it then leads to inspiration. Inspiration. Now, what most people get wrong about inspiration is that they think that it's just this magical thing that happens. But when you're in growth mode and you're getting all this great information and knowledge and you're growing your mind, all of a sudden, you get inspired. You get inspired to go be more, do more. And the best leaders on the planet, they are not inspired by money. They're inspired by something more. That's what inspirationals do. Inspirational leaders do. They are inspired by some deeper cause behind their work than just the paycheck that they receive. Now, I'm not a long-distance runner, and I never will be. Okay. My wife loves to run. I've learned a little bit about half marathons and full marathons, and I've learned something really interesting about marathon runners. Most people that run a marathon, if they're going to quit before they finish, they quit at roughly mile 20. They run 20 miles and they give up. It's crazy to think about. And what they're doing, I'm just imagining, is they're running. They're so tired and they don't see the finish line. And the first question they ask themselves is, I don't think I can do it. I'm not sure I can do it. But then they ask themselves the ultimate question. Why does it matter if I do it, if I finish it? And if that runner doesn't have a deeper cause behind why they're running that race, that is exactly when they're going to give up. So the question I ask for you today, what is the deeper cause behind the work that you do? It's got to be beyond money. It has to be. Now that word inspiration, all it means is to breathe life into. That's all it means. Breathe life into. So can you go breathe life into yourselves and breathe life into others? And the last part of the excellence loop is excellence, as you might imagine. So when your mindset's right and you have inspiration, then you achieve some level of excellence. And all excellence is surpassing ordinary standards. Write that down. All excellence is surpassing ordinary standards. And what my experience has been is that most people don't choose to be excellent. They choose to be ordinary. They choose to live their life by default instead of by design. If all excellence is surpassing ordinary standards, all it is then is a choice that you make and that I make. And one of my favorite stories of all time is from the late, great Kobe Bryant. And my friend Alan told me this story. He was a basketball coach at the time, and he got invited to go coach at Kobe Bryant's basketball camp when he was still alive. Best player in the world. He was so excited. So he gets there the first day, and he gets the courage to walk up to Kobe. He says, Kobe, thank you so much for the opportunity to let me coach at your camp. Do you mind if I watch a scheduled workout with your trainer? Kobe said, sure, be here tomorrow at 4. Alan was thinking, he said, 4? We have practice with all the kids tomorrow at 4. He said, no, Alan, 4 a.m. Alan was all excited. He gets up at 3:30. He's at the gym. Lights are on. Ball is bouncing. He walks in. Kobe Bryant is in a full-bore sweat 30 minutes before his scheduled workout with his coach. He watches Kobe Bryant work out for an hour and a half, doing the most basic drills, more basic than anything he did with his high school team. So, again, Alan gets the courage. He gets up. He says, Kobe, thank you so much for letting me walk out, watch you, but I just have to ask. You are doing the most basic drills I've ever seen. We do more complicated stuff with our high school team. Why? Kobe looked at Alan. He said, how do you think I got to be the best player in the world? Never get bored with the basics. Oh, baby, Kobe. So good. Never get bored with the basics. Kobe chose to be excellent every single day by never getting bored with the basics. So the excellence loop. If you're in a growth mindset and you're constantly learning and growing and you know this thing's going, then you're going to get more inspired. And the more inspired you get, the more excellent you will be. And it works in a loop. When you have success and you're excellent, guess what? You keep learning. You keep growing. It never ends. And you'll have the most success you'll ever have in your whole life. So then the last question, I'll leave you with this. How do you inspire somebody else? How do you inspire somebody else? And I have to say, it's really difficult. But when you're doing these three things really well, and you can give that mic to your little daughter, and you can get her to play her song, she'll sing it like you've never heard her sing it before. And I'm going to close today with a quote from, this quote moved me so much. It's from Wendell Holmes. And he said, most people go to their grave with the music still inside of them. Most people go to their grave with the music still inside of them. I don't want that to be you. So I'm going to ask you to do one thing before you put your head on your pillow tonight. I'm going to ask you to pick out your favorite song on your little karaoke machine, maybe it's your hand. And you sing that song as loud as you possibly can in the shower, in your car. I don't care where you sing it. But sing it. Because I don't want you to go to the grave with the music still inside of you. Thank you.